Stepping out, George Howard, born on this day, died on this day in 1998. Reminding you, the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. Remember, it's a credit union, not just a bank. It belongs to you. Money comes back in the end. More information, www.mecu.com. You can also go to steinershow.org and log on to their website there from the banner on our website. We are now here with Chauncey Whitehead, fitness professional, owner of CDW Health and Wellness Lifestyles, community fitness activist, Miss Ernestine Shepherd, Miss Ernestine personal trainer, professional model, world's oldest competitive bodybuilder at 77. And got her blue on today.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
She's looking great. Spring.
Spring.
All right.
How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you.
Femme fatale.
Oh, yes, she is. She even had Sharon Stone, you know, saying, wow, that's a basic instinct right there.
And speaking of Sharon Stone, this Saturday we have another walk coming up in Druid Hill Park.
Yes.
But this is being filmed by CNN?
Oh, yes, yes. Being filmed. Miss Ernestine, Mama, tell the listening audience about our walk and how things are going to be.
Okay, Saturday morning. Listen up now. 7:30. If you're coming out to walk, that's the time I want you to be there.
Go ahead. It's all right. Go ahead.
Okay. I thought you didn't hear me. We'll be there at 7:30 looking for as many people as possible to come. So please come out. CNN will be there. And guess what? We have something planned for you. Mesa is going to sing the national anthem for us. Isn't that just wonderful?
Oh, that's just fantastic.
And we got to remember, Miss Ernestine, you were with Oprah the other day.
Oh,
other week, right?
Yes. That was just a wonderful, wonderful time. I truly enjoyed it. And from me doing that, that's how CNN contacted me and said that they wanted to come out and film the walk. Now, they wanted to know, am I talking too much, Ma?
No, baby, what are you talking about?
Okay, so I love it.
You it's know, about Baltimore. Go ahead.
Okay, so they wanted to know, how did this walk start? So I explained that at the end of my exercise classes, I always say, remember to try to get at least 45 minutes of cardio in every day. So I kept saying that. So some of the people came to me and said, well, we would like to do that, but where can we go? And we don't know how to get out and walk. So I said, well, you know one thing? Druid Hill Park is the best place to go. So they said, well, where? Some of them didn't even know, believe it or not, how to get to Druid Hill Park. So anyway, I told them. We sent out emails. We sent out so many things to let people know that we were going to do this walk. The people came up to Energy Fitness July the 6th. They came from New York.
Yes, they did.
Ohio. You just name it. They came. We stayed on that parking lot, and we waited for everyone. Don't you know we had 86 walkers out there, and I was so impressed. I stood in awe.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it. So then we drove down to the park, and then we did a five-mile walk. So I was asked again, would you have another walk? So I said yes. So the next month, our second walk occurred. We had about 75 people.
Wow.
Then. And I was still thrilled that we had these 75 people. So my fitness son heard about the walk, and oh my goodness, he's always helping his mother out.
And we're talking about Chauncey Whitehead here, right?
That's right.
About Chauncey Whitehead.
He's always helping his mother out. And I was so thrilled that he said he wanted to help. Don't you know he has enhanced this walk. This will be our ninth walk.
Consecutive.
Yes.
Every month,
summer,
nine months,
winter,
nine months.
Fall, yes.
Yes. So we're just thrilled that this has been going on and on and on. And we want to utilize Druid Hill Park because it's a beautiful place to walk.
I love Druid Hill Park. Druid Hill Park. Mm-hmm. I remember one time about 15 years ago, very quick aside, we had a show where somebody came on the air and said, well, nobody ever uses Druid Hill Park. I said, well, maybe not on your side of town, but lots of people use Druid Hill Park.
Yeah, that's true.
It's always full of people.
Oh, it's always full of people. And, you know, Mama Ernestine and I really believe in walking. And we have the support of the city. The mayor's office contacted me yesterday, and unfortunately, with a scheduling conflict, the mayor can't be there. But she's giving us her full support, and she's giving us resources from the Recs Department and the Health Department. And also, Senator Verna Jones has given us her support. She's going to be there, and Councilman Mosby. And we have
in their sweats, I hope, walking.
Oh, they're going to walk. They're going to walk. They're going to walk. Senator Jones says she joined us, I think, in our September walk.
Okay.
She joined us in our September
She's good.
Walk.
So, I like Brenna. She's
so
good.
Wonderful.
It's about the community, Mark. And Ms. Ernestine and I believe that walking is the cheapest and the easiest form of exercise. And just like another one of our colleagues, Wally over there, said that it's the first exercise you learn, which is walking. You know, you learn how to walk and you learn how to fall back down and you get back up and you start walking. So we want to show the world that Baltimore is taking their first step, good step forward mm-hmm. into living a healthier lifestyle. Because sometimes we get a bad rap on the national media, mm-hmm. but we're doing some good things. And Druid Hill, in my opinion, is the most beautiful and the funnest and fittest park in the city.
Yes.
That is a great park. I do love Druid Hill. Though I also have to say I love Lincoln Park.
Oh, Lincoln is great,
that's
too.
Nice. That's
great,
very
too.
Nice
all
too.
Of the parks here.
There's great parks. I used to run through Lincoln Park every day for 25 years. It was a
all
great
the
park.
Parks,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was my park to run in for 25 years before they built it up. It was just little trails up and down hills.
Okay.
Now, there's too many people there. So, but this Saturday morning, talk about what's happening. What time this Saturday morning are we doing these things?
This Saturday, we ask people to arrive at the park at 7:30 a.m. We're going to start the walk at 8 a.m. sharp. It will be at the entrance of the tennis courts, basketball court area. We're going to line up, stretch, have a minute of worship, and Mesa's going to sing the national anthem. We'll have a few words, and then we're going to show the world that Druid Hill Park is a beautiful place to exercise.
True.
Go ahead.
Oh, and then I wanted to let everyone know that the former Mr. Universe will also be at Druid Hill Park. His name is Yanni Schamberger, and he's going to help with the stretch, and he and Chauncey. So
yeah, my fitness brother, Yanni.
We expect a beautiful
former what?
Former Mr. Universe.
Yeah, Google really? Those muscles. Google those muscles. Know, yeah.
The arms. Check him out.
Yeah.
So he will be there with us, and it's just a joyous occasion. It's not about Chauncey and me. It's about the people, because if we don't have everybody in our corner, we're absolutely nothing.
And it's quite fitting, Mama Ernestine, that's how we met, Mark. We met walking.
You two met walking?
We met walking
tell that story
well
again.
Over 10 years ago.
Tell it, John.
I was walking from all the way out in Randallstown, Old Court, I guess about 10 miles away from the city, and I saw this beautiful young lady in front of me. I figured she was probably about 35, 36.
Wow.
So I walked past her. I said, good morning. But the man in me said, there's no way she's walking as far as I'm walking. I'm walking another 10 miles into the city. So I'm walking down Liberty Road, and I feel somebody moving up on my back and breathing up on me pretty quick. So I turn around, and I said, good morning. She says, good morning, young man. I said, where are you walking to? The man in me made me say, you're not walking. I'm sure you're not walking as far as I am. I'm walking down to the Druid Hill YMCA, which was another 8 miles. And she said, well, young man, I'm walking all the way to Wabash. And the rest is history. We became fitness son and fitness mother ever since that.
And this walk will be a 5-mile walk on Saturday, is that right?
Yes.
Right?
1 to 5. You don't have to walk.
You don't have to do the whole 5.
No, you don't have to do the whole 5. Whatever you're comfortable with and whatever fitness level you're at, we're going to have sweepers that we use to monitor the walkers and walk you back if you need to walk back. So it's 1 to 5, whatever your level is.
That's true. And, you know, we never leave anyone. Everybody can feel comfortable with the walk. And as Chauncey said, we will have our sweepers. And if you get tired, they take you back to where we started.
That's right.
And it's just so much fun. And don't you know, when they do 5 miles, they are smiling, saying, "I did it, I did it."
Mark smiled after his 5 miles.
Yes.
Didn't you, Mama?
And Mark, on my first walk, this young lady had come out. She had never walked before. She said, "Oh, I'm going to do this." But she found out she couldn't get too far with the walk. So one of my sweepers had to take her back to where we started. So she sat there and she was all upset because she couldn't complete this walk. But don't you know, when I came back again with my second walk, she was determined, my three D's, dedicated and disciplined. She did those 5 miles.
That's right.
She's been with us ever since.
I think that people don't, you know, people think we all have to get out there and just run and jog.
No.
But actually walking, if you walk a lot of miles, and in many ways it's healthier for your bodies, your knees, your joints, everything else, than all the running and pounding you can
do. You know, Mark, right? It's funny you should say that, because I've read studies where sometimes, I'm a marathon runner and I run, but sometimes it's more efficient to walk, because you do. You take the stress off of your ankles, your joints. And it gets to the point where everyone thinks, well, if I can't run. I had a woman inbox me and said, "Are you running Saturday?" I said, "No, we're encouraging everyone to walk." Plus, you just never know who you might run into and who you might meet. Back to my story. If I was running that morning, I probably never would have met Mom Fitness Mother, Miss Ernestine. I would have ran right past her, maybe. Then she might have ran right past me.
So who knows?
Because she was running. But walking, you never know what kind of a person you might run into and friendships that you make, too. So it's more of an inner spirit type of a feeling that you get from walking, too, versus running.
And that walk you do, we did that walk, I guess, 2 months ago?
Yeah, your walk was a couple months ago.
We'll be there again Saturday morning, 8 a.m.
Saturday morning.
We're going to be there.
Arrive at 7:30 a.m. because we're going to leave at 8 a.m. sharp. There's going to be a lot of traffic, a lot of cars, so you may want to account for time to park and walk down to the start area to where we start to walk. So try to get to the park at 7:30 a.m. We leave 8 o'clock sharp, 8 a.m. sharp.
We stretch first.
Stretch first. We do a stretch first, and we want to remind the listening audience to be mindful of your level of fitness. Please be mindful of that.
And having said that, one of the things I think is important to note is that people should not feel awkward or embarrassed about coming. People come to this walk in all levels of fitness, all shapes and bodies,
tall, long, wide,
narrow, slim, whatever
they are.
Makes no difference.
No difference.
There are no judgments here.
No. In all parts of the city,
county. I'm glad you said that.
Right. No judgment.
No judgment. City, county, out of state, as Miss Ernestine said, we've had people that have come from out of state. So we're doing the shout out. You want to get a walk on. You want to start the spring off right. If you haven't started your New Year's resolution to get fit, come on down, walk with Mama Ernestine and Chauncey and the rest of the walkers, and let CNN film you. We're going to show Baltimore putting its best foot forward.
So, I think that, again, people also get frightened of, I think unnecessarily so, I mean, especially during the day of our city parks. Which is a little crazy. I mean, any park, no matter where you are in America, can be dicey at night because
nature of the park at night. But one thing I can say about Druid Hill Park is that I've been impressed with the improvements that the city has made. You have we see the park rangers on a regular basis out there on their bicycles and their truck. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, the city park rangers, one time we had one of our walkers that she couldn't walk back, and they politely came, picked her up in the truck, and brought her back to the entrance. So the parks have a lot of security, a lot of visibility, and also the community. We look out for each other out there. You know, we look out for each other. So it's not just the park ranger's responsibility. It's part of us as a community to look out for one another, look out for another person's bicycle, look out for another person's well-being. That's what I love about the park, Druid Hill Park.
Valerie just wrote in, and you can call us, by the way, at 410-319-8888. You can write to us here at steinershow@gmail.com. Tweet me at Mark Steiner. Log on to our Facebook pages, 410-319-8888. Maybe you've worked out with either Chauncey or Miss Ernestine and just want to make a comment, talk with these walks yourself, talk about the nature of fitness in your own world of walking, 410-319-8888. Valerie writes in, I'm glad that Baltimore City is paying attention to this fitness initiative. Chauncey and Miss Ernestine are Baltimore's fitness ambassadors.
Aww.
Wow.
And it seems sadly that it has taken national attention from CNN to get our local officials to acknowledge these two amazing people. So,
thank you.
Isn't that
something? And I will add to that, and not just because I work out with Chauncey, but because there are different ways of people who are into physical fitness work in this community, and both Chauncey and Miss Ernestine have dedicated themselves to working with people in all communities of Baltimore.
That's right.
No matter what they can afford to do or not afford to do.
That's right.
It's not about a matter of them making millions of dollars doing this. They have clients who are people who have a lot of wealth, but a huge number
of
their clients are working class, regular people, just trying to stay fit. And I'm working out with Chauncey and Sternstein, you see people who are of all sizes and shapes coming in to work out just to get to a level and no judgments made.
That's it.
The point where you can just get to a point where you feel comfortable with your own body and what you have to do to be fit. We all don't have to look like Mr. Universe.
That's right.
No, you don't. But you know what, Mark? I always do a lot of reading. Have you ever heard of George Sheehan? He was the world-famous cardiologist. Well, he had written one time, without play, without that child still alive in all of us, we will always be incomplete. And not only physically, but creatively, intellectually, and spiritually as well. And I'm saying this to say, please make this walk, make your exercise fun,
make it
play.
Yes.
Don't think of it as hard work because you won't do it. Every day I just can't wait to get out there and do what I'm doing because you know what I say. I tell you, it's just fun. My favorite song is, Oh, I Can't Sit Down.
That's right.
Got to keep a rolling like the rolling of a song.
I hear you.
There we go.
We're going to have some fun Saturday.
Let's get a quick call in here. We have about two minutes left. A very quick thought from our listener, 410-319-8888. Lynette, you're on the air. We have like a minute left.
Yeah, I've never seen a park ranger out at Drewdale. Is it something new?
No, it's not.
I go out there all the time.
It's not new. Come on out Saturday, and I'll show you the park rangers. They're out there. They're riding the bicycles. Sometimes they're walking around, and sometimes they're driving around in trucks. Look for them, but they are out there. We're in that park at least four or five times a week, and we do see the park rangers. So just come on out and join us Saturday.
And for years because I go out there all the time for a walk. I understand that they're there. That's good. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
You too, Lynette. And reminding all of you to join us. Join Chauncey and Miss Ernestine. We'll be there as well. This Saturday morning at Druid Hill Park at 8 a.m., CNN will be there to film and conduct interviews during the community health walk. We'll meet at the basketball and tennis court area, 8 a.m. Saturday morning, CNN cameras rolling. Chauncey and Miss Ernestine there. All of us will be there.
Thank you, Mom.
Valerie and I will be there. We'll be out there ready to make this roll and see if I can still keep up
with
Miss Ernestine.
You can, Mom. Thank you.
Good to have you all here. Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
We are going to go out here with little Miss Rosetta Thorpe again, of course, born in 1915. She was a woman who is created what we know as Rock and Roll Day back in the 20s and the 30s and 40s. One of our great singers, gospel singers. Go out with a little bit of her to remember her on this day. She was born in 1915. And reminding you, the Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Our engineer is Andrea Melton. Our intern is Alex Boston. Theme music by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. You can hear the show again, podcast these shows, and find out information about our guests and the work they do, what we've been talking about, by visiting steinershow.org. You can also listen to and download all of our podcasts now on iTunes. And for Public Radio, WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, stay tuned for Michelle Martin and Tell Me More. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.
When that first trumpet sounds,